Hello students, welcome to e-learning of Atomic Energy Education Society for class 9th English. Now we are going to see Rain on the Roof by Kurtz Gene. Let us see something about the poet before entering into the poem. Kurtz Gene, an American poet, journalist and politician. He wrote poetry and his verses were collected in Cueca and other poems. And of his verses, The Rain on the Roof, which was set to music, was the most popular one. And now before we read, there are certain questions for you to ask. Do you like rain? What do you do when it rains steadily or heavily? Does everybody have a cozy bed to lie when it rains? The rain very well associates with our happiness. And during all our childhood, we love the rain like anything and we want to get wet, right? Here also, poet recalls his feelings on the rainy day. The poem tells us about the poet's feelings on the rainy day. The poet recounts his feelings when he listens to the patter of the rain. He starts recalling all his past memories when he was lying on his cottage cozy bed. The poet explains how the rain heals our pain, especially when he listens to the patter of rain on the roof. He recollects the pleasant memories of the past, especially associated with his mother. The rain is thus an instrument of beautiful memories of the past. Now let me recite the poem for you. Poetry should be recited, not to be read. When the humid shadows hover over all the starry spheres, and the melancholy darkness gently weeps in rainy tears, what a bliss to press the pillow of a cottage chamber bed, and lie listening to the patter of the soft rain overhead. Every tinkle on the shingles has an echo in the heart, and 1,000 dreamy fancies into busy being start, and 1,000 recollections weave the air thread into oof, as I listen to the patter of the rain upon the roof. Now in my memory comes my mother, as she used in years agone, to regard the darling dreamers, ere she left them till the dawn. Oh, I feel her fond look on me as I listen to this refrain, which is played upon the shingles by the patter of the rain. Quotes Kenny. Now let us see the first stanza. The first stanza, when the humid shadows hover over all the starry spheres. What do you mean by the humid shadows? It's a dark clouds full of water. That's what it is, a dark bellied clouds remain in the air covering the sky full of stars. During the rainy season, you can't see the stars. Otherwise, if you could see a clear sky, you can easily see the stars over there. But on a rainy day, it's not easy for us to see the stars. So the stars are covered by the dark bellied clouds. And the dark clouds and the color of the clouds when it is dark always associated with the gray. Right, and the gray color associates with the melancholic or the negativity. If you see a clear sky, blue, white clouds is associated with a vibrant happiness. So here dark clouds also associate with some mood of the poet or mood of the situation. And the dark clouds tears mean gently weeps, and that is the rain. And darkness usually has a negative connotation too. And the poet makes no exception to this rule. But the only thing which makes him to have blessing is to curl up with a pillow in the cottage bed. When it is raining, when you are there enjoying on the bed, definitely it gives you some sort of soothing. And lie listening to the patter of soft rain on the roof. Patter. What do you mean by patter? The sound that is created by the rain on the roof when it comes. And patter is just a word or a sound. Actually, it is a sound, and we have termed that sound as a word, and that is called onomatopoeia. What is an onomatopoeia? Onomatopoeia, actually the words which are coined from the sound. When the rain on the roof, if you see that, if you listen to it, you will hear the sound. It's similar to that of patter. That's why it is onomatopoeia. The sound of rain is acting as a blessing to make him to move away the pall from his mind. Pall here, actually the negativity in his mind. Let us move on to the second stanza. So before going to the second stanza, just we'll recall the most important thing the poet describes in the first stanza is about the clouds. What about the clouds? It's a dark bellied clouds, means the clouds are very dark, and the darkness associates with the melancholy, and it also associates with the mind of the poet. And now, which gives him comfort and solace is that curling up on the pillow on the cottage bed. Now, coming to the second stanza, the poet describes how every drop on the shingles of the roof has an echo of life in the heart. Each and everything in our life has an association towards our heart. So here the poet compares that to the raindrop, means every drop of the rain has an association towards his heart. He recollects the pleasant and fanciful recollections associated with his life through each drop on the shingle. See, for example, though you are in class 9th standard, still you could recollect some of the beautiful memories of your primary. And one after the other, one thing after the other, it goes on, right? So the things that are coming to your mind associated with your heart generally. Besides, in addition to that, having an echo in the heart, the rain creates many different dreams and imaginary thoughts on his mind. So it is not only creating an echo in the heart, it also creates many different dreams and imaginary thoughts. Here you see the picture, there are so many thoughts that are coming to his mind. I have given some like the mother and his son or a daughter. And in the last picture, if you see that there are all these collections weave their thread, so many threads, but every thread is joined and gives a picture. So here the poet is comparing this only. All these recollections are compared to the thread, they are weaved and it gave a picture. Got the point? So all the point, all the each drop, sorry, each drop has an association with his heart. It is a recollection of his past, and each recollection is a thread, and everything is together weaved and gives a wonderful picture with one another in his mind as he listens to the patter of the rain on the roof. When does such thing happen? It happened when he listened to the patter of the rain where on the roof. Now in this third stanza, that memory, the continuation of that, what is the memory the poet is talking about in the second stanza? The most important memory of all, which echoed on his heart, had an association and brought wonderful memories, are that his mother. Now in memory comes his mother. The poet recalls the fond look of his mother years ago. Years ago, it shows that the poet has grown up now and probably his mother is no more, which he used to enjoy with his siblings when they were very young. Since they were children, they had sweet dreams and they were the darlings of their mother. So darling dreamers is referred to the siblings of the poet. Before leaving the children, the mother of the poet ensures till the dawn that they would be having pleasant dreams and look down at them at night. Before saying goodnight to the children, the mother would ensure that whether they are happy and they are pleasant dreams. The poet recalled the fondness of his mother's look. Why? Because she gives a special look to this guy in particular. These memories are evoked as he listens to the repetitive rhythm played on the shingles on the roof by the patter of the rain as they are falling. Now let us come to the figures of speech used by the poet in the poem, alliteration.